Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. It's absolutely gorgeous out there. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Every Tuesday at this time, we do the Think Tank. We have a couple of our non-bomb-throwing buddies on. Today, we have St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman and Ian Mackey, who from now on is no longer representative of Mackey. He is Rachel's tennis partner.
That's right. That's right.
Much tougher gig to get.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That was so fun. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, my gosh, it's a blast. It's not often that I, find somebody who's, the schedule works out, the timing works out. Playing somebody new is always so much fun, and you just play differently. I mean, I play my husband, Steven, almost every single day, and, we just are in a rhythm, and mm-hmm. we end up playing the exact same way, and then you play somebody different, and it improves your game. It makes you think more. It's great. Love
You're
it.
Not playing the way Steven plays.
Exactly, right.
You're not easy to set up the way he
that's
is.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Exactly, yeah.
So I know you were a basketball guy. Did you play all the sports back in the day?
I quit playing other sports when I was 16 to concentrate on basketball, which was a big mistake.
Oh, yeah?
But it helped me get where I wanted to be as mm-hmm. a basketball player. Actually, in college, the most fun I had in college was playing tennis. After the basketball season was over, we played tennis, and we had clay courts. And I don't know if you ever played on clay
courts. Oh, yes, I have. Yeah,
that's great. Oh, it's so much fun. Yep. And we'd play every day. We'd play until school was out.
Well, and I'll tell you, it improved my church softball game. I learned that the only way I could hit a ball, a slow pitch softball, is left-handed. I can do nothing else left-handed, but in my head, it's a tennis racket, and in my head, I'm backhanding the ball.
I got you, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll get up there, and I'll just, knock it to first right-handed, whatever. I'll get up there left-handed, and it just sails.
I'm sure most sports are like this, but I found tennis to be like this because I went through my tennis era as well. I'm not a tennis player, but I was athletic, and I had so much fun playing tennis. Like, you don't have to be a tennis player to get better. And it was fun just getting better and being able to put top spin. And it's a great game.
When I got out of school, I came back here, and there weren't any clay courts for me to play on anyway. I mean, you go to play on the asphalt courts, and it just wasn't so much fun.
Yeah, clay's the best.
Where did you go to college?
Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina.
Now, just mm-hmm. for basketball?
Yes. Well, no, to get an education.
Right. But basketball was the means to the end, right?
Basketball was the means to the end, I played just enough to keep my scholarship and get a degree after 4 years.
How different, how opposite is that from today? I mean, it is turned on its head today. You go to enough classes to get through and make it to the bigs or wherever you think you're going to make it.
I mean, that was the first one in my family to go to high school and the first one in my family to go to go to college. And I would not have been able to go to a good school like Furman if my dad had to pay. So, I owe it all to basketball.
That's great.
And I got a great education that has helped me do everything else I've done since then. And I just really upsets me all the kids that get these scholarships and have an opportunity to get a good education too.
Yeah.
But they all think they're going to the pros or they're just lazy or whatever. So they play for 2 or 3 or 4 years and then they leave with nothing. And they're no better off than if they had never gone to
college. Well, a lot of them are probably students, too. We talk about this all the time, that probably college shouldn't have been for them. But because of the sport, it became for them.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's one of the sad things about it when you have two major sports leagues like the NBA and the NFL where they do not have their own minor league system. It's your only choice. It's your only choice if you ever want to take that shot.
Yeah.
You don't have another one. Like a baseball player, you can sign when you're 17 years old if you've graduated high school. You know, if you're signed out of the Dominican, you can be 16 years old and to go play in the minor leagues and learn your trade. And actually, it's like going to trade school versus going to college. You're just learning the trade.
I did the same thing growing up where I did on the east side in a refinery town. There were laborers, carpenters, and management. And management had brick houses and everyone else had a siding house. And that's all I knew. And I never gave college a thought and was going to go to work at their refinery like everyone else I knew and got a call and offered the last sports scholarship at SIUE. And I thought, really? What the hell? Let's try it. And just one thing led to another.
Yeah.
You just never know when you're young, right?
Yeah, and it's just a shame not to take advantage of the opportunity. And, you know, of course, now we pay the college athletes, so that's another whole discussion. My question is, and you know that even before we start paying them, there was some money passing around. And my question is, what used to happen at the college level with illegal payments, is that happening at a high school level now?
It's legal. You can take an NIL deal in high school in a lot of places now.
You can?
Yeah. I know it's obviously up to the state because the state makes the high school rules, but there's nothing that would preclude that high school player from having that when it comes to going to college. Like, it wouldn't impact their college eligibility. It depends. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you can't, like, your coach can't pay you,
mm-hmm.
right? It can't be the school paying you. But
you can start making money when you're a junior, senior in high school?
I believe that's a possibility. But again, I think it depends on the state sanctioning body because I don't know that it's the same. I'm sure it's different in every state.
So, further evidence of the decline of Western civilization.
I don't know. I don't think I've made this argument in our committee hearings when we debated name, image, likeness, when we debated our open enroll stuff. I don't think there should be an academic requirement. These folks are good at what they do. They're doing it 24 hours a day. So, I mean, look, it was hard enough for me as an average student to just get by and do what I needed to do. I can't imagine if I had to go to practice and do the drills and all the work that comes with it, all the traveling that comes with it, do all that on top of it. I don't think it needs to be a requirement. I think schools, part of their portfolio is for many of them, having a great team and usually in one sport or the other, and pay the kids to play ball. Some of them will make it to the pros. Some of them will, you know, succeed in class. Some of them won't, and will find something else to do when they're done.
Sounds like a real free market guy.
Totally. Absolutely.
And I sound like the leftist, right?
Yeah.
This show changes
personal
people.
Personal experiences, right?
Yeah.
And the problem with the way people view it is in college sports is that it was started, college sports started as a means of basically advertising the schools. Mm-hmm. It was a way to get free, like you're getting paid by TV to have your brand on TV being sold to people all over the country.
Right.
So it started about those things when it started getting bigger. I'm not talking about, you know, 1840 when it was just Harvard and Yale playing in a backfield. But when it became a business, it became like, this is great advertising for all of us. We're getting way more bang for the buck and we're actually getting paid to advertise our programs. And that, so it was never this pure thing. It was never done because of the good of the student athlete or anything like that. It was done for purposes of growth and for making money. And then we spent all of these decades trying to keep players from getting that. And if they had been smart and adapted over the last 20 years, they wouldn't be in the position they're in now.
Mm.
But everybody in power was like, nope, we're going to hold on. We're not going to give in on that. Well, then the court said, guess what? You're breaking the law. And now they have no control over it. And you're not getting it back. The only way you can get it back now is to let them collectively bargain. But then you have to declare them employees and they can become a union. And then you can make rules like that.
So
good luck.
My latest old guy thing about this kind of genre we're talking about, I just moved Phoebe back to KU. She's a junior. And without commenting on what she does, because she's her own person. You know, her mom and I, we don't even know her exact grades. We said, we're going to pay for it. You're on your own as far as academics and you make your choices. We support her, of course. But I was talking to her and some of her friends and said, what percentage of kids use ChatGPT to straight up cheat? And what percentage of their classwork do they use it for? And they were saying probably 80% use it 80% of the time,
mm-hmm.
which I'm worried that in the future, some Gen Alpha is going to be putting morphine on my gums when I'm in hospice, and they use ChatGPT, right? I mean, like, I'm suddenly concerned about stuff like that.
You know, it so reminds me of, when I was, you know, the greatest technology in the entire world when I was in school was Wikipedia. And every single teacher was like, oh my God, you cannot use Wikipedia. That is user created. It's just some person in some basement just writing things and you can't verify it. And you got to like do your own research. And Wikipedia is what do we use now as just the like go-to source to look up something and verify whether or not it's true? Wikipedia. And this technology is going to continue to improve. It's going to continue to get better. And it's going to be a tool in everyone's toolbox, including students. And that's just that.
I'm going to stop worrying.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I know who's going to be putting morphine on my gums, and it's him. Try explaining that to your husband.
That's right.
Look, I made a deal 30 years ago.
I got a new gig.
I got a new thing. I asked the guys a question during DGS Happy Hour, and they had very distinct views on it. And that is what's going on in D.C. with the National Guard and Donald Trump talking about bringing it to Chicago. We have our own troubles here in St. Louis, especially the city, especially downtown. If we could have a National Guardsman on every corner and crime goes down 75% or 80%, would it be okay with you?
Oh, it's an interesting hypothetical. I don't know. What I keep coming back to is, I mean, obviously the politicization of it. You know, obviously the Capitol is the Capitol. We all know that's separate because of the dual jurisdiction with the federal government. But to go to Chicago instead of to go to Shreveport, Louisiana, right? I mean, the story's been out there for a while. I assume folks who've been tuned into it or reading anything about it understand that Shreveport, Louisiana's murder rate, you know, per capita trounces Chicago's. It's an incredibly dangerous city, but it's in Mike Johnson, the speaker's district, or at least state, right? It's a red state. It's not on anybody's radar to come in and shake things up and make news. Where would they rather do that? They'd rather do that in Washington, D.C. and Chicago just to take a club and beat it over the heads of Democrats. You know, no. If Donald Trump and if Congress wants to allocate money for another 200 or 300 cops, which the city says they need, hey, that would be great. How about that? Why don't we do what we've always done? You know, Bill Clinton's 100,000 more cops on the street. Why don't we get Congress to say, here's money, hire more police officers who live in your community, who are from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. No, sending us tanks and guys on the corner with, you know, no, absolutely not.
Well, this is how far we've come on this. Remember when Senator Cotton, after the Floyd incident in Minneapolis, and there were rioting, and he wrote an op-ed in the New York Times saying we need to send in the National Guard to stop the rioting in these cities, and it was people said, oh my goodness, you can't do that. I think looking back, most people would say, yeah, we probably should, but just to send them in to enforce the law, well. You know, I hope it never comes to that in St. Louis. But you know what? Before it comes to that in St. Louis, how about having the Highway Patrol come into the city of St. Louis and help enforce the law? You know, they don't
help on with car wrecks on the interstate. Yeah. You know, they won't even do that. Highway Patrol will not even come and clear a wreck on the interstate.
You know why the Highway Patrol doesn't come into the city?
Yeah, I know the history.
Back right. In Prohibition, because sure. They didn't want them in the city because they were afraid that these guys from out in the country would actually enforce Prohibition.
Well, I didn't know
yeah.
A lot of other politics in between.
Now, I mean, your constituents are paying the same tax as I am to the state mm-hmm. for a highway patrol that never serves them.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the past, it wasn't necessary. But, you know, if crime is a problem, before I call Washington, D.C., I'm going to call Jeff City and say, hey, can you get the highway patrol? Come help us.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Be great. I will say this, driving in the city every day on the highway, you do too on 40. I do both 40 and 70. I see more couches on the side of the road than I have ever seen a state trooper inside city limits.
Yeah, well, they won't come. I got in an accident. I called. They said, nope, sorry. I said, I'm on the interstate. I'm on I-44. You're a highway patrolman. I thought highway patrol and interstates, that was kind of your jurisdiction. They said, nope, not that. You know, and I waited probably, I mean, an hour and a half or 2 hours for a city cop to come out there. I mean, no injuries, right? We didn't have an ambulance, nothing like that.
Right.
But still, I mean, my car was immovable. It was blocking an entire lane of traffic for God knows how long. And Highway Patrol said, nope, no thank you, not doing it.
All right, quick break, right back, DGS.
And I get
Destiny.
Welcome back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Guys, DGS on KMOX, Representative Ian Mackey and St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman are here with us with a think tank, two of our favorite guys. If anyone's going to know about gerrymandering, it's the two of you. I understand the basics of it, but let's start out with a 30,000-foot view. It seems to me what's going on now, even if it's technically legal, it's kind of dirty pool. We're breaking norms in Texas, and we're breaking unwritten laws, and now Newsom's going to do it, and Pritzker's going to do it. Steve, is this just...
Oh, wait a minute. We're amateurs in Missouri. You're the one from Illinois.
Well, that's true. It is in my blood.
Hey, well, you got that one spaghetti district over there, don't you, that runs all the way, halfway across the state?
Jane Schakowsky's district, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, we got a lot to learn in Missouri, but I think, unfortunately, we're going to be learning.
So is all fair in love and war, or is this a bridge too far?
I mean, the part of the bridge too far is the fact that we're doing it mid-cycle, the fact that we're doing it 5 years in instead of with, you know, after the census. Obviously, red states and blue states all over the country have gerrymandered their districts the way they want them, but they've done it every 10 years. And now we're coming in and doing it midway. That's the part that is just, you know, sucks. Because I mean, it sucks all the energy out. I mean, that's all we're going to talk about. That's all we're not going to. Congress isn't going to talk about should we send money to St. Louis so they can have more cops. They're going to talk about gerrymandering. They're going to talk about these districts. They're going to, rather than run a race of trying, you know, the administration and folks in office trying to defend and other folks in office or want to be in office trying to play on offense, they're just going to try to rig it. And it just it's not democratic. It's a double edged sword too. I mean, I've been the lone predictor that I don't think we're going to have our special session. I seem to be the only person that thinks that. But you just make a list of pros and cons, even if your mind is Mike Kehoe, and the cons are just endless in terms of playing with fire, ending up with 5-3s. You know, making Ann Wagner and Mark Alford's districts more competitive, which of course neither of them want. Dividing that caucus and, you know, putting people on the line to do something that, you know, in their purple districts they don't want them to do. Again, sucking all the energy out of the room so that other issues don't get done and talked about. There's just so many reasons not to do it. And I for right now have faith that our governor is smart enough to come to that conclusion.
Steve,
but I don't know.
You got 60 seconds, all yours.
Well, the unintended consequences. Where do you start? If you can do it mid decade, why can't you do it after every single or right before every single election? And mm-hmm. Do we really want that? Do we really want? You know, they wasted so much time up there, what, 2 or 3 years ago, trying mm-hmm. to figure out these maps. So we're going to do that every 2 years.
Right.
You know, it's not a healthy thing at all.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay.
Behind a gun, I make my final stand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.